With Rabadash out of the way, the real fun began, which was a grand feast held that evening on the lawn before the castle with dozens of lanterns to help the moonlight. The wine flowed and tales were told and jokes were cracked, and then silence was made for selected guests to tell their stories. Bree told the story of the fight at Zalandresh, and Queen Lucy told again the tale of the wardrobe and how she and King Edmund and Queen Susan and Peter the High King had first come into Narnia. Then King Loon reiterated his joy at having his long-lost son, Cor, return to his embrace, and how Arkenland would enjoy him as king.
Me? But Corin is to be king.
Nay, lad, thou art my heir. The crown comes to thee. It is the law, for thou art Corin's elder by a full 20 minutes.
Oh, dear. But I don't want to be king. And, Corin, I'm most dreadfully sorry. I never dreamed my turning up was going to chisel you out of your kingdom.
Sorry? Hurrah! I shan't have to be king. I'll always be prince. It's princes that have all the fun.
Ah, 'tis true. True.
The time came for the young people to be in bed. And when the two boys were going upstairs, Cor again asked Corin if nothing could be done about it. And Corin said,
if you say another word about being king, I'll knock you down.
It would be nice to end the story by saying that after that the two brothers never disagreed about anything again. I'm afraid it would not be true. In reality, they quarreled and fought just about as often as any other two boys would. And all their fights ended with Cor getting knocked down. Oh. Aravis and Cor also had many quarrels, but they always made it up again, so that years later, when they were grown up, they were so used to quarreling and making it up again that they got married so as to go on doing it more conveniently. And after King Loon's death, they made a good king and queen of Arkenland, and had a son called Ram the Great, who turned out to be the most famous of all the kings of Arkenland. Bree and Huin lived happily to a great age in Narnia, and both got married, though not to one another. And there weren't many months in which one or both of them didn't come trotting over the pass to visit their friends at Anvar. As for the great lion, Aslan, well, we'll see about him some other time.